Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Shalom, 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 all that are gathered here tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray all is well with the righteous,
and it should be.
But praise Yah to his glory and to his mercy, to his long-suffering, to his gentleness, to everything that he is. I pray, as we heard yesterday, all the benefits that we, the people of Yah, the children of Yah, should be receiving. Because it is given. Not too many people want to receive them, though. But Yeshua had a love toward us. That is, if we mature in this walk and we get closer to him, we get to understand this love that he had for us. The great relationship, the great journey, the great honor, the great privilege to be in this walk, to be in his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trying to jump over here to the chat room and see if I am coming through well. Hopefully I am. So I'm going to go on by faith. Only see one person here in the chat room. Hopefully Brother Ugly, bless you and thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know there's a delay. Brother Ugly says 10. Sister Brittany says 10. So we go on. Hallelujah. Praise Yah, praise Yah. Tonight, let us start in prayer. Let us go to the one who is love. I bless the Heavenly Father. In the wonderful, wonderful name of Yeshua, we thank you for another day. Thank you for the ones that are coming. We thank you, Most High. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, Most High, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, because we know you have made them both. We pray again this evening, Most High, those that do have the ears to hear, Most High, they will hear what you will have to say, Most High, because we know as dear children, Most High, our Father wants to speak to us, wants to lead us, wants to feed us, wants to clothe us, wants to shelter us. We need to take hold of these benefits and cleave to them. But they were not done in vain. Much love has been commended toward us. And let us grasp that love. In all things, Most High, we commend unto your care, giving you honor and glory in blessed name Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, here we are again. On this evening edition, it's evening here, of Blog Talk Radio, Teacher Shane here with you tonight with another teaching coming out of the book of Ephesians. And it looks like we possibly will be closing up chapter 1, of course. Well, we know in a letter there's no chapters and no verses, but according to the Bibles that we read, we will say we're concluding chapter 1, but knowing this, that we know what I'm referring to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let us continue tonight. You know, it's good throughout the day to think on the goodness of Yah. And I'm glad that the Most High Yah gives me this privilege to actually stop even in the midst of my work day, and just to say thank you and to reminisce of all that he has done, because it compels me to work even harder the next hour, to push, to do better, to strive, to perfect whatever I am doing. That's something, that is a benefit of the Most High Yah, that is a benefit of the Spirit within, that in everything that we do, it pushes us to the perfect. And that's a good thing. The world may look at it as, you know, a disdain. Oh, you think you're all perfect in this. Well, when I hear that my master says, be you perfect for I am perfect, then I believe he has supplied sufficiency. He supplied needs for me to get to that realm of perfection, that realm of maturity in him. And I am very grateful for this entrance into that grace. And we all should be. As we go from day to day and month to month and year to year, we grow in grace and knowledge of our Master and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Ah, that much closer to getting home. The days go on and knowing that each and every day this faith is not in vain, but knowing in the time appointed it was worth it all. As we know, the Hasatan didn't plan on our Savior to rise. And he's still not planning on the Savior to still rise. Hallelujah. We'll look into that tonight in Ephesians as we close out chapter 1, so to say, as we are in the epistle, the letter to the book of to the assembly at Ephesus, or in the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah. 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 All right, here we go. Let's start at Ephesians 15th verse of chapter 1. And it reads, wherefore I also, Paul saying, after I heard of your faith in Messiah and love unto all the saints, he says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And this is his prayers, that he's making mention of you as he prays. And we, the called, the gifts that Yah has given unto me, and he gave some, and he gave some, and he gave some. How many times have we read in the Word how much Yah has given? And on the other note, how much have you read how much the Hasatan has taken, killed, destroyed? We may think this walk is complex when it really isn't. The thing that makes things complex is us, our own mind, our own heart, our own thoughts, our own dreams, whatever it may be, things that we purpose within ourselves that set us up for bitterness, that set us up for hurt, that sets us up for failure. We never consider how much stumbling blocks we put before ourselves. When the benefits are there for you to escape, you sticking your foot in your own mouth, kicking your own butt. Shame, guilt, and condemnation is always waiting. To get on the stage and preach its doctrine. How many of us are very aware how we give place to these things? And don't give place to the benefits of Yah. Very quick to to give place to the Hasatan. But we struggle to give place to Yah. Why is that? Why is that? We ever sit back and think about that and consider our ways? Consider as we wake up whether at that waking moment are we in the faith? But Paul ceased not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And this is how he's making mention of you in his prayers. It says that the Elohim of our Master Savior, Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you. Paul is praying this, making mention of you in your prayer, in his prayers. We make mention of you in our prayers. We just got through making mention of you, that the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding may be imparted unto those that have the ears to hear and the eyes to see. See, even in prayer, we just pass by and forget the benefits that we are actually calling forth, that are actually there. They're actually for the taking that the Father wants to give to the children. I think I'd rather want long-suffering over hastiness. Joy rather than sadness. All the benefits of Yah, if we just could just really, really, day by day, look more forward to them than looking forward to our own selves telling how much we have failed. And not how much we have failed Yah, we end up telling ourselves how much we failed ourselves. Bringing in legal ground for bitterness, shame, condemnation, and all such like. Well, we pray that the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. How? Where? In the knowledge of him. What? Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And the prayer goes on, that the eyes of your understanding, that they will be enlightened, that they will be opened. Like in Psalm 119:18, it says, the prayer that David spoke before the Most High Yah. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. How many of us really, really view the law as more than us keeping it, it's keeping us? Really, really, really think about it. That Yah gives us the benefit and the power of his spirit to keep this law, to cleave unto it, to guard it. That at any time when we transgress, the Holy Spirit is there to let you know that you have transgressed. Oh, look at this benefit. Look, but we don't think that is a benefit, huh? Oh, the Most High has come to damn me. I am no longer saved. Not knowing that Yah is greater than your heart. When your heart condemns you, How many times throughout the day you got to deal with your heart condemning you? Instead of going down the road of condemnation, why not think on the benefits of Yah? Right when that entrance of that condemnation wants to come in and preach its word, would you look up on high and ask Yah, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law? So what is beautiful about this law that in this time and in this covenant, and it is the seal of the covenant, that when he comes in and abides in you, then he writes certain things upon your heart and certain things upon your mind. And what is that covenant? What is it written? The law. So love is going to come. Love is written on the heart. So love can proceed out of the heart. And love is written in the mind. So the mind can think on the things of love. The Most High covered it all. The benefits of the Spirit dwelling within. The same Spirit that caused Messiah to rise from the dead, which shocked the whole underworld. They thought they had killed the King of Glory. I see him lay his life down humbly. But I also seen our Master and our Savior rise it up in much glorious power. So, Yah, open my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of your law, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened to prayer. Acts 26:18, he says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto Yah, that they may receive forgiveness, a benefit, receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Woo! The benefit of the Father being in us and we in him. Now, if we're in him, you think he's going to protect that investment? Do we consider the investment that has been laid down from the beginning of time for the children of Yah, that the holy man of Yah would pray that your eyes of your understanding be enlightened? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know we take it slow. And we might repeat this thing over and over and over again, but still, the honey is good. And we should not be loathing the honeycomb. For our Elohim is sweet. There is a lot of crap in us that wants to make him as though he's sour and bad tasting. What do you think it is in us that keeps us from the benefits of Yah? We read, and 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 then we question, I wonder what the will of Yah is. Are we really reading? Reading to the point that you receive the benefit of your eye, the eyes of your understanding to be opened, to be enlightened. When this is a prayer that has been put forth many years ago, and it is still relevant until this hour, and we look at it and we read it, oh, Paul was praying for them at that time. Have you considered that even Paul way back then, perchance, he was praying for you as well? When Messiah was up on the tree, he was doing it just for that time, huh? And just for the people that were living in that little space of time. He only did it for them. Or do we, with the mind of Yah, understand the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end? He that was and is to come. Do we put everything in perspective, that our eyes of our understanding be enlightened? The I am that I am. Yesterday he was I am. 5 years ago was the I am. 5 years in the future he still will be I am. Right now he is the I am. Well, let us look at it even now to this hour, even Paul praying. Oh, that you know, the minds go, well, that was only for the saints at Ephesus. Why do you think we are reading the letters? Why do you think they have been preserved all this time for a time such as this? To open their eyes. And to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto Yah, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance? Now, let's back up and read this again, because there's a lot of words that tend to get skipped over if we don't meditate, if we don't chew our food. We don't get to really relish the composition of the food. We just like to chug it down. As soon as it chugged down, then it come out the draw. As soon as fast as it comes in, fast as it go out. And the body does not have time to assimilate it because you didn't chew it enough. You didn't break it down enough. You didn't meditate on it enough. See, Paul's praying that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Not our calling, but his calling. This is being part of having your eyes opened, your eyes enlightened. This is a prayer that Paul's making mention of you, because he's happy and he's elated of hearing of the faith that you have. And the love. Because he hears this, he wants this to be increased. He knows now that certain seeds are taking root, that the plants are growing. And he wants them to have fruit. So to let you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Hope of his calling, his inheritance, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good. So we are in a time of testing, time of trial, time of tribulation. Is your eyes still open to be enlightened? And whatever the things, that all things work together for good? A benefit. And we know, we should know. All run to the Roman church and we know. Talking about us collectively. Talking to the one faith, the one body, the one baptism. Talking to the one. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yah, to them who are the called according to his purpose. There we go. More pronouns again. Not according to, called according to our purpose, but the true ones that are called, they're called according to his purpose. What is his purpose? What is his inheritance? What is the hope of his calling? And we go on in our walk, in our maturity with him, in our relationship with him, understanding this more and more and more. Just as Paul, you know, so richly praying, you know, as what Yah has wrought in him, that he wants it to be wrought in all his brothers and to be wrought in all his sisters. But that the joy that he is experiencing, that his brother and his sister may be a partaker of that joy as well. That there was joy set before Messiah to endure the cross. Joy set. And he wants you to know and wants you to feel this same joy. That's part of that inheritance. But many of us shrug the benefits. We know that all things work together for good to them that love Yah, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Verse 29, God for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. That's a beautiful thing to know, that all that's going on is for our good. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints is. Woo! Brings my mind back to Hebrews. I love going over this time and time and time again. The investment that Yah has put in himself. The investment that Yah has put forth for his will to be performed, for his pleasure to be carried out. Hebrews 2, start at verse 9. But we see Messiah, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Arm yourselves likewise. All things work together for good. Now, there's a benefit of being in this walk. And once a man has risen in the newness of life, that the second death has been defeated. That we should know that death has no more dominion over us, a benefit. If we really have our eyes of our understanding enlightened and knowing this, death has no more dominion over us. The grave cannot hold us. Then why are you battling with death so severely when your feet has been put above death? Because if you're born of Yah, any word remains in you, you cannot sin. A benefit, a keeping benefit. I may know the wondrous works of your law, Yah. How that it works in me such of a great and mighty weight that it's keeping me. I think I'm keeping it. Moreover, it's keeping me. It's keeping me sealed unto the day of redemption. This law, Yah, this love that you've expressed and put it on my heart and my mind, it's able to seal me unto the day of the coming of Messiah. That it, each and every day as I walk it out, I know the depths of how Yah is love. And he allows me joint inheritance to enter into this love, to have fellowship with this love, to walk in this love, to possess this love, and to give this love. Not love that I have concocted, but a love that he had prepared and he had predestined from the foundation of the world. That he had me in his mind and in his heart and in his spirit. It birthed me a certain hour or a certain day to fill me with this love, to keep me within the boundaries, to let the waters stay in their place by a perpetual decree that I, Most High Yah, can fulfill what you have created me to be. And if I fulfill what you have created me to be, then I know it is pleasing to you, Most High Yah, that I will perform your will and your way that you have ordained from the beginning, that it is actually manifesting through me. And I know, Most High Yah, that the world cannot understand it, but I don't give a damn if they understand it or not. I know that you understand, Most High Yah. Their mouths and their tongues may rise against me, but your tongue is not rising against me, Most High Yah. I look at you, Most High Yah. I know that your thoughts towards me are thoughts of peace, but their thoughts towards me are hatred and violence and strife and condemnation. Do I want my mind on this? No. I want the eyes of my understanding enlightened, and if the eyes stay where the light is, my eyes don't need to be peering in the darkness. My eyes now are not made for darkness as in times of old. My eyes are made for the time of light, the time of life. My eyes are, are there to help me see the world to come, as well as my ears to hear the shepherd's voice. I don't have the ears of darkness no more. I have the ears of light to hear my shepherd's voice. And he's calling me home each and every day with his commands. So sad that we as a people have gotten so used to the commands of the flesh, and we will yield to them just with no resistance. And so much more that this is strangling and keeping us from the benefits of Yah, from his commandments that he gives us with gratefulness, that he wants us to walk in love. He wants us to walk in the light. He wants, we are children of the day, no longer of the night. Why do we keep looking back at the night? Because your eyes cannot be enlightened in darkness. Back to Hebrews. But we see Messiah, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of Yah, honor. Just think, when he was suffering on the tree, how much he honored you. You are his inheritance. His love for you propelled him to endure the tree, to endure the plucking, to endure the thorns, to endure the whippings and the lashings and the spittings. And not even opened his mouth. No guile was found in him. He wanted your eyes to be enlightened. He knew the love of the Father. And he was trying his best. Any way, anyhow, to open up the highway of holiness so that you would have entrance, to prepare a place for you. But no, we want a place on this earth. We want a place. So much groping for the temple. Let go and let Yah. But we see Messiah, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. That he by the grace, that he by the grace of Yah should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons. That's the man. And that's the every man. And bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain, and Messiah is our captain, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For he that sanctified, for he that sets apart, and they who are set apart, sanctified, are all of one, which cause he is not ashamed. Are you ashamed of him? But he's not ashamed of you. When we deny him, are we ashamed of him? When we deny the benefits that he is so gradually, gratefully given unto us day by day, we tend to deny them. Are we ashamed Are we ashamed that our eyes in darkness make us ashamed? Do we look at the Most High Yah and say, I'm naked? Most High Yah, who told you was naked? Haven't Yah clothed you? Haven't Yah put you in your right mind? Haven't Yah opened the eyes of your understanding and you want to say, I'm naked? I have... Hallelujah. 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 Which calls? Oh. He endured the shame because he was not ashamed to call us brethren. But many of us are ashamed of our brothers. And ashamed of our sisters. But he is not ashamed of us even in all our fallacies. And all our plunders and all our weaknesses and all our failures. But one thing. He does not do. He does not condemn you in failure. He does not condemn you in your weakness. He was so not ashamed that he was on that cross that you may have power. He was on that tree that you may receive power. He wanted you to have another spirit than this spirit of this world. He is not ashamed to call us brethren. And he says this, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing praise unto you. You wonder why we praise and we worship. Are we letting the Most High Yah consume our thoughts, consume our ways? Are we letting Messiah, in that time of rejoicing, come in and take us over and let him praise? You wanna really praise the Most High Yah? Let Messiah in you praise the Most. Tap into that wine. Tap into Messiah and see how he praises his Father. You want to really praise? Praise like Messiah. Saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing praise unto you. And again, I will put my trust in him. He said, I put my trust in you, Father. And he go, and again, behold, Messiah looking, I and the children which my Father has given me and the joy that was set before him, he endured, he endured, he endured. Want us to have love, want us to have peace, want us to have long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, over having us having to put our feet above all principality, all power, all demonic forces. He was high above. And he wants you to be in that inheritance with him, set with him in heavenly places. And we forget this benefit day by day where he's put our feet, put our mind, put our heart. Behold, I and the children which Yah has given me. He says, in this fellowship of the suffering, in this fellowship of love, and knowing that he is ashamed, not ashamed to call them brethren. He says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. He said, I'm likewise going to do part of the same. That he sees this enemy called death. Death coming against his children. And it's infuriating him. That through death, he might destroy him that had have we read that word had? I'm gonna go back. Okay, I gotta go back in my English learning. Had is a past, I guess, a past pronoun. You mean it's already took place? That had the power of death. That is the devil. But I read of the benefits. That when he led captivity captive, it is at first that he descended into the lower parts of the earth. And he retrieved the keys of hell and death. Now, if he's got the keys, and we're joint heirs with him, and we're children that have been given him, I think we got access to these keys, right? Benefits, huh? And he says, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And again, it says, for verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, which he could have. But that was not the mind of Christ. That was not the mind of Messiah. That was not the mind of our Savior. But he took on him the seed of Abraham. And it says, wherefore in all things, this love that he had for the children, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. And he had no shame to be like his brethren. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to Yah. He wants us reconciled back to the Father. That was the hope of his calling, the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Do we hear it? Do we hear it? Do we hear it? Make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that, he himself has suffered being tempted. Because now he is able to succor them that are tempted. Ephesians 1:19. Continuing with the prayer. Making mention of you to Yah. And we have read this. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:19. Woo! Some of this, I really can't contain myself. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Ah! The river of life. The trees planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah, the water of life, the word of life, the word that became flesh. Day by day, beholding his glory as the only begotten of the Father. And as reading this opening, to the saints at Ephesus. I'm like, wow, this is so powerful. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us? Word. Who believed? Do you believe? Do you believe? You really believe? You understand the greatness of his power? How will you know that you of the greatness of his power? Because you also will perform greater works. He said then, I did. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? According, the only thing that's going to happen, according to the working of his mighty power. You heard Pastor say, we're just vessels. We're just conduits. Do you want to be a conduit? You want to be a child of Yah, used by Yah? Humble yourself. You've been so many years yielding yourself to bitterness and anger and the hatred and the strife and the jealousy and the envy. You got so used with that fellowship, and then you come into this fellowship, you're like, oh, what do I do? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And you wonder, with a mind like that, have you let old things pass away? Have you let all things become new? Ephesians 1, which he wrought in Christ. He wrought in Christ. He wrought in Messiah. All this was performed, manifested in Messiah. Yah himself, through the Son. And he sealed it. And he raised it in power when he raised him from the dead. You heard, Hasatan was not expecting this. This was a mind blower to him. Like Messiah said, I beheld the Hasatan fall from heaven as lightning. But that day, when the earth quaked, and the graves opened. All the believers saw their loved ones that were in Messiah walking, waiting to be caught up with him. But he wrought in Messiah when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand, set him in power in the heavenly places. Far above. This is the one that is in you. This is the one you're to join heirs with. Are you gonna partake and grasp and cleave to this benefit? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is come. And he says, and has put all things under his feet. So if all things are under his feet, how shall you reckon yourself as a joint heir, as a child of the King? And gave him to be the head over all things to the assembly. Well, here we are. Here we are. Here we are, assembly, which is his body. Because we are his body, we are the fullness of him. That fills all in all. Later on in Colossians, it says, who is the image of the invisible Elohim, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and are in earth, and if he is the creator, he knows how they kick, don't they? He knows how the Hasatan operates. He knows how the Hasatan thinks. He knows how the Hasatan works. And he's put your feet above that, far above. You going to receive that benefit? For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. He is the supreme dominion. We need to be in the king's dominion. That's being in his kingdom. And every kingdom has laws, precepts, commandments, and statutes to keep you protected in that king's dominion. These laws, precepts, and commandments come forth from the king. We have a righteous king over us who loves us, gave himself for us. And let him rule. Let him rule. Do not let your flesh rule. Let him rule. He is before all things. Hallelujah. And by him all things consist. And it says, he is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Let him day by day have the preeminence. You don't need no preeminence. Too many in this walk seeking preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Saints of the Most High Yah, those that are the called and those that are chosen. I pray this evening words from Shabbat, which was marvelous. Bravo. We continue on in the same mind, same word. Same edification for you. Because the gifts were given for you, for your perfecting. So we all come into the unity. We all come in one mind. We call it, come all in the same knowledge. And that is a war in this time, in this hour. Because even within the body, too many people are eating off other tables. When Messiah has one table set before him, he don't have many tables. He's one, and he shall have one table. He has one word. He has one faith. He has one body. Why we let this slip our mind? We'll say to the Most High, been good in this fellowship of the word this evening. Word was refreshing. This word was empowering. The only way I can say it is the word that I received yesterday from my dear friend, pastor, brother, mentor, servant, as he served. I received the benefit of his servanthood. Now we continue on as the things which we have heard, we perform. Just as our Messiah did. He not to come do his own will, but the will of the Father. And he did it to the T. Because he did it, we consist. Will you still stay within the body so that you will consist? That your mind, your will, and your emotions, everything will be governed by the one? Saints, children of Yah, our Yah is good. They have lied on him. Do not receive this lie. Even within yourself, there's things still in us keeping us from the love of Yah, keeping us from the benefits of Yah. These things we need to seek out and destroy. Get them out of us so that Yah can come and occupy those places. Because we want this temple full of light so that we can see and hear correctly as he has purposed from the beginning. So we're not in here to please ourselves. We're in here to please him because he is the creator and he created us. And we've got a purpose to fulfill in him, and it's his purpose. Bless you all this evening for gathering here tonight. Pray for your edification. Pray for your building up. I pray that you stay in his power, in his might throughout the week. I thank you all for praying, for all your support. And as the Most High Yah lays it upon your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letter C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.